You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
What's going on, everyone? Joe and Mike back again from buildassetsonline.com, and we're going to give you the 10 biggest dropshipping mistakes of 2021. It's going to be a very interesting episode. These mistakes are not going to be what you've seen before. In fact, it's probably going to be a lot of recommendations opposite to what you've heard before, but don't worry, we're going to explain why. Just be sure to stick around till the end and hear us out. So the first mistake that people make when they're trying to do dropshipping and what they're going to continue to do in 2021 is using social media marketing. Social media marketing, such as Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, is actually the hardest form of marketing that you could possibly do. So what do we recommend instead, Mike?
We recommend using search query-based traffic such as Google or Bing or Yahoo or anything of that nature. Because if you're dropshipping, there are likely people online that are right now searching for the exact product that you're selling. And so the best way to target them, to get in front of them, is with search engine traffic.
Yeah. So don't target people who are arguing about politics or sharing pictures of their dogs and cats. Target people that are searching for products. Mistake number two is using what we would call a supplier directory, such as AliExpress, S-Pocket, Worldwide Brands, etc. Because literally what you're getting here is everyone has access to the same thing. Everyone's trying to sell the same thing. You're kind of getting – it's like the middleman of being the middleman of dropshipping. It's kind of like sloppy seconds. So you don't really want to do this. You want to get in with exclusive brands. Brands that are protective of their price, brands that don't have tons of retailers selling them, that, you know, only want to be sold by reputable businesses. And let's just go
the
to that
word is barrier to entry.
Barrier to entry. So Mike, selling products that are under $1,000, this is maybe one of the biggest mistakes of all.
Yeah, the problem is when you're trying to sell something that's $20, $50, even $100, there's just not enough margin most of the time with a physical good, especially if you're going on a supplier directory. Your margins are going to be bad. You're not going to have any support from the manufacturer. And so we like above 500 is good. Above 1,000 is great, because even at typical e-commerce price ranges or margin ranges, which can be around at 10% up to even 50%, you now have over $100 to $500 just to market your product. And that's just for something at $1,000. We sell things that are $2,000, $5,000 and more. And so think about how much more money we could spend to acquire one customer and have it be profitable. And this is where 99% of people go wrong, is that they're trying to make all this work, doing these Facebook ads, doing all this complicated marketing, stupid stuff, just to sell a product for $50 that they'll make $20 on. It cannot work that way. You cannot get enough customers and master all the skills of online marketing if you're only going to make $20 per sale.
Absolutely. So the second mistake, or the next mistake rather, is not forming a business entity. Being a real business when you're dropshipping is super, super important for taxes, liability purposes, and like I mentioned earlier, getting in with the best brands that you can dropship for. That's really what it's all about. People think they're going to get into this is like a quick way to make a few bucks, but that's just not the reality at all. And the next mistake is spending too much money too quickly. Now, Mike, the way we teach dropshipping, you teach people when they're running their ads account, do things very conservatively and over the long run. So can you speak about that a little bit?
Yeah. So like I was saying before, when you're using search engine traffic, that means people are searching consistently for the exact same terms month over month over month. So it's not like you need to ride a trend or do something to capture people all at once and get these sales and have this video go viral. No, you don't need to do that. Instead, the traffic isn't going to go away. So you need to start conservatively with your ads. That way you can learn what you're doing. And then once you have found products that work, once you kind of understand the ads platform like Google Ads a bit more, now you can start turning the faucet, getting more traffic coming in, and you'll feel more comfortable spending more money. And especially if you're spending this money and you're getting sales that are $1,000 and you actually have margin per sale. So this isn't something like, doing Facebook ads where you need it to work immediately. And if it doesn't work, if it's not profitable for you, all that money is down the drain. you have enough margin and you have enough consistent traffic that you can take your time, learn what you're doing, and then when you're ready, you can turn the ads onto full force.
Yeah. So the next mistake is creating a funnel. And this is one that actually bothers me a lot because it's kind of like a term thrown around in the online business industry. Like, this is the gold standard of what you have to do. If you don't create a funnel, then you're not operating at the highest level. But everything we've talked about so far in this episode is about selling products that are going to make you a lot of money and getting the right kind of traffic that has high buyer intent. That's why you don't use social media marketing. When you use search engine marketing, you're getting people that are looking to buy. And when they're looking to buy things that make you $500, $1,000 in profit or more, there's no need. And it's actually kind of wasteful, not wasteful, but it's not in the best use of your time to create this complicated funnel when you can go out and sell more products and rinse and repeat the process that we're telling you. Mike, so the next thing is looking for trending or viral products. One of the biggest mistakes on this list.
Yeah, and this goes hand in hand with everything that we've been saying, with the S pocket, with the funnels, with the spending a lot of money. Because if you want to sell something that's trending or something that's viral, then that's really the only way to go about it. You need to make some sort of video, target a bunch of people who aren't necessarily looking for it, and just hoping they'll be hooked and then they'll buy it. And while that happens, and there are definitely people that make money doing that, it's very few and far between. You don't want to be playing a game where your odds are so low. Like we said, there are people consistently searching for things that they actually want to buy every single day. And so you can try riding this trending wave and maybe you make some money doing that for a month or two. But in the end, it's going to go away and you're going to be back where you started. Instead, you should work to build something that is consistent and that you can grow and grow and grow over time. You'll get a lot farther than just trying to go after some trend.
Yeah. So the other mistake that people are making is no live chat app. They have a site. No one knows how to contact you. There's really no trust. And we recommend having a live chat app so that someone behind the live chat app, whether it's you if you're just getting started, or a VA so that people can ask questions. And Mike, we make tons of sales from live chats, but we have people manning them, you know, behind the scenes nowadays.
Yeah, and this is better than any complicated funnel, because if someone wants something but they have an objection, guess what? They can ask you the question right then and there. You can answer it. Boom, they'll buy. That's really it.
So the other thing is you're not outsourcing ASAP. There are a lot of tedious and repetitive tasks when you're creating a successful dropshipping store. And if you're trying to do them all yourself, you're just going to fall flat on your face. And that goes with anything for online business. We've gotten to the point, and I think you should try and get to this point too, where anytime you're typing on the keyboard or clicking the mouse, it should be painful for you. Because you don't want to be doing any of these repetitive tasks. You want to get to the point where you have a team and you just say something and it gets done. That's how you can really grow, because that's when you can implement new things and allow the rocket ship to take off.
Absolutely.
So, Mike, the final mistake is people do not have a long-term vision when they are looking to get into dropshipping. They just see it as a way. They see people driving around in Lambos, flying on jets, and they're thinking, oh, my God, I can use this to get rich quick and make some quick cash, and they're not looking to build a real business. And this is perhaps the biggest mistake of all. Even if you're doing it correctly the way we teach, you have to be willing to be in it and want to be in it for at least the next few years to make it all worth it and to give you the best chance of a big success. Not a small success, but a big success.
Yeah, exactly. And when we talk about big success, we're talking about six-figure or seven-figure exits on just one store. And so, yeah, I mean, you can do well really quick with dropshipping, even the way that we do it. Our students can do very well very quickly. But it doesn't matter if at the end, you know, it goes away and you're back at zero. You want to keep improving. And almost like a snowball, you want to keep growing and growing, getting momentum and hiring people. And that's really how you get to a great level, almost a impenetrable level with your online business.
Absolutely. So if you want to kind of see that process in action, there's going to be a link in the description on how we built one of our stores to over 4 million. So check that out. You can see the year over year thing. But our suggested next video is the latest success story interview with Jacob. He's from Canada. He's one of our latest successful dropshipping students. We have tons of more success interviews that you can check out as well. So just check out all the recommended videos in the description and the videos that pop up now. And be sure to check out our free course at buildassetsonline.com/playbook. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.